So we're just going to relax and breathe. Just breathe comfortably and easily. A little deep breath into our heart space. Just tells our bodies that it's time to relax. Lets us know that life is good and all is well. And we're okay in this moment. We're okay. And as we rest in that okayness, it gives us permission to climb the emotional scale that Abraham talks about, to feel that as we just let go and breathe quietly and choose to relax, we remember that everything always works out for us. I love that statement from Abraham. And I love that they say, trust in well-being. Breathe deeply and feel the peace that underlies all of the activity, all of the time. There is that beautiful center space of peace always. As Abraham says, there is great love here for us. And we have the opportunity anytime we choose to return to that space of peace and love and grace. To just let go in this moment. Letting go is number 8 on the emotional scale. The tipping point, whereas we just let go. Some people say let go and let God. Some people just want to say, I'm bored with that. I'm not going to hold on to that. I'm just going to let it go. And that puts us in the space where we can tip to the other side of the emotional scale, the side of contentment and hope and optimism and eagerness and passion and appreciation. Just that little tipping point that we have access to when we remember to relax and just take a few deep breaths. And let go of the getting wherever we are. And just be present in this space. Breathing and relaxing. I've been thinking about Abraham talking about there is great love for us here. And as I was spending time with Bob the other day reading him a segment of one of my books, the second Chatting with the Beloved book, which is called You Are Love. The first book is called You Are Loved. There's great love here for us. It means we are loved. But the essence of who we are is that we are love itself. And that book talks a lot about love. And the piece I read to him the other day that really struck me took place on an Abraham cruise where I was with Marcia Moskowitz and a couple of the other playful friends, the group that we have that used to do a whole lot of things together before the pandemic. Perhaps we'll get back together. But people decided, 4 of us decided to go on this Abraham cruise together. And the title of this chat with the beloved is called At Sea. And so this particular morning, we started out, I said hi B for beloved, and they said hi C for hi Connie. I said, I'm at sea, B. It's so beautiful. I woke up to see the beauty of the sunrise, orange in the sky over the ocean. Wow, I love this day, sitting here drinking coffee, watching the sea for whales. We saw sea lions as we left port in Los Angeles yesterday. They were barking and so playful. We saw more than a dozen of them, six of them curled up in a puppy pile on a buoy. Marcia got a number of shots of them with her super telephoto lens. It's magic to be here, Bee. Ah, the sun is actually rising over the horizon now. It's going to be a wondrous day. Bee said, it's already a wondrous day. And I said, that's so true, Bee. Thanks for reminding me. With you, it's always a remarkable day. In both senses. For you, it's always a great day. And for me, with you, everything lights up like this huge sunny sky and sea that is right here, right now, for me to love. And on this cruise, we had just taken off the day before, and I'm talking about what it's like to be at sea. And I said, thank you for lining me up to see the sea lions, Bee. Particularly sea lions, since my first shore excursion is to spend some time in the water in Las Calitas with a sea lion. Connecting with the marine mammals has been one of the most memorable moments of my life, Bee. Many of the most memorable moments of my life. The pure shot of joy I feel when I see the critters is the best, Bee. And they said, you're easy, see. And then they said the sentence that almost knocked me off my chair. It felt so amazing. They said, what you don't get yet is that we feel about you the way you feel about them. I was talking about seeing the dolphins and the whales and how I felt the thrill, the excitement, the inclusion, the sense of wonder. And B said, that's how they feel when they look at us. Wow. Wow. I said, hoo-wee, B. You feel about me the way I feel when I see a whale breach or dolphins weaving in reverie beneath me as I snorkel? That's the clearest message I've received about how you feel about us. Bee said, we trust we won't hurt your feelings when we say we feel that way about everyone. That's how we feel. The shot of joy is tapping you into the way we feel all the time. It's the sign that you are tapping into our joy. Do you see? I said, so are you saying it's nothing personal, Bee? They said, no, with three exclamation points. We are saying that to us, everything is that personal. Abraham Hicks said it perfectly in their workshop yesterday. What do your notes say? I wrote down, we are always aware of you individually. Even if you're not called forth to visit with us, you will be factored in to every conversation. My notes aren't exact, Bee. That's the best I could capture it. Bee said, that's great, C. That's the part we wanted. We do factor you into every conversation. We do give you the very best that you are able to receive in every moment of every day of all of time. We are here with you, loving you all the time. And I described a sweet interaction I saw between a crew guy and a friend of his. They were both working on the deck, and he was wiping off the beautiful varnished wood railings that had been rinsed. And when he got to the end of the rail, he took up the cloth and we flipped it up and spun it like a pizza. I guess his friend caught him at it, and suddenly he was smiling and laughing. And Bee said, you're tuned to love, C. You see a lot of that. I said, so true, Bee, and this morning I can hardly keep my eyes off the sea, so I'm going to go sea gaze for a while. Thanks for supplying me with a life that includes joy. A friend just came to the window where I'm sitting and waved enthusiastically with both hands. Such fun. B said, have a great day, C. I said, for sure, B. And they said, we like to hear you say that. And that's the end of the reading from Beloved. But I just was amazed when they told me that the way I feel when I see a whale breach or see a dolphin swimming underneath me in a reverie when I snorkel, and that joy, that shot of joy, endorphins multiplying, one of my friends calls it, that's the way they feel about us. They said, what you don't get yet is that we feel about you the way you feel about them. Wow. They feel, I feel such a shot of joy when I see critters like that. And Beloved said, that's how they feel about us. And that's the way they feel about everyone. We are joy to spirit, to source. We are joy to our inner being. And as they look at us, they feel joy. And that when we feel joy in our lives, we are looking at life through the eyes of source, seeing life with source eyes. How awesome it is to see life with source eyes. I'm just breathing in the fact that right now is 2:22. One of those times during the day when the numbers line up and Abraham says that's evidence of alignment. So I'm going to feel that as Abraham's appreciation of Beloved saying that joy is what they feel when they look at us, when they look at each of us, when they look at everyone. And we feel joy when we're seeing with them through the eyes of Source. We are blessed when we open our hearts and our minds and our lives to that feeling of grace and joy and wonder and power and love. And as we work with Abraham's emotional scale and find where we can reach, maybe it's contentment, maybe it's being grateful to have a home, being grateful to have eyesight and hearing and a sense of taste, a sense of smell, the ability to touch something soft and beautiful or rough and use our fingertips to identify that beautiful texture. Feeling that way when we touch the fur on the head of a beloved pet, a cat or a dog, if we touch the cheek of a baby, we are connecting to that divine energy of love through our physical senses. And we can feel the love that inner being, Abraham, Beloved, Source has, that they love us in that way. There is great love here for us. They are factoring into every conversation we have. They are always guiding us. They are always present. And whether we are aware of them or not, our inner beings are constant love. And just remembering that that beautiful space of love is everywhere present, underlying every activity. It helps me in moments of contrast to just remember, I may be out of sorts at the moment, but my inner being is love and peace and grace at the center of all of the seeming chaos. Right here, there is beauty and harmony and health and abundance and joy. All of these beautiful qualities of Source is ever right here and right now. And we are that. We can reach within us and find the peace that we sometimes miss on the outside. But as we tune to the love on the inside, it gets easier and easier to see the love and the peace on the outside. For me, I see it in the birds and the butterflies, the dragonflies and the turtles. I see it in the beauty of the people that I meet who do their best every day to bring the light and the love into their lives. They talk about loving their pets. They talk about loving their grandchildren. They talk about loving to travel. They talk about loving to eat delicious meals or chocolate. I can get into that, no problem. We talk about loving. And loving is what we are. So as we come more and more into intentional loving, bringing our awareness back to what we love, whenever the contrast hits, we can turn back to love. Sometimes it helps to go through the lower half of the scale the way Abraham taught us. If we're starting at powerless, we don't have access to love, but we may be able to access anger or revenge. We may be able to access disappointment or worry. And those are higher on the emotional scale and help leverage our movement toward the upper half, toward the thoughts that feel better. But there are thoughts that feel better each step up the lower half. And Abraham has said, if all the words don't feel right to you, make up your own words. Put your words on the scale and use the ones you're likely to feel. And feel that beautiful space of letting go. Abraham tells a story about Jerry going out into the street and screaming out loud, "I give up." That's serious letting go. And when you do that, it opens the space to find the blessing in the moment, the thing to be grateful for, on the way to being able to appreciate, on the way to being next hopeful, and then optimistic, and then eager, and having positive expectation and passion and love. We have these remarkable tools that Abraham has taught us. And I am so grateful to once again remind myself of how valuable it is to simply practice the Abraham processes and take that moment of contrast and leverage it. Leverage that rocket of desire to feel better by working with the emotional scale until I'm at that place where I can connect with the love and the joy and the peace and the power and the energy of Source. We are blessed. And I give thanks for this time, and I invite you to take another deep breath and move a little, stretch a little, squirm a little maybe, and give yourself permission to smile and maybe to laugh a little, because we have that happiness, that joy, and that peace within us. And we go into this time in front of us, open to receive this abundant well-being that is ever flowing to us. I am so grateful for it. And I give thanks for it. And so it is.